Blog Talk Radio.
The city's sleeping, but I am awake, looking for a sign, trying to feel alive. The stars are a chorus, but I'm alone, alone in my strife, a voice in the night. Where is the cure for a broken heart? When will it end to my wandering stars? I've been torn to pieces, I've been pulled apart. Can you hold me together?
Hello, everybody. This is Les Paul on Dreamcatchers tonight. And wow, you never know when you're going to have more problems. And, you know, the song I just played, Hold Me Together, is kind of fitting for the title, not the title, but being part of the show. Because, you know, sometimes life throws at you a bunch of lemons and hardballs. and you just have to go with it. I'll even share some of the things that have been going on with me that have really messed me up. Well, but guess what? I did quit. I had to create my show through what's called Direct Connect to get it going tonight because it wouldn't start up. I'm having to use my cell phone to do this show. My main computer, my trusty, rusty old computer, finally died, and it had everything on it. I didn't have any trouble. When I say I didn't have trouble, I had trouble all the time with it. From the day I bought it, it was a Dell XPS 420, which was their top model at the time. And I bought the highest model of their top model you could buy with all the extras on it. I paid a lot more for it, and for many years it was a wonderful computer. But in the past year, something happened. It was even upgraded to Windows 10, had everything. Why does that fit in with Hold Me Together, the song? Because tonight I was coming in on my cell phone when all of a sudden it says, will not connect. And how long do we all go through life thinking, I just can't connect. I just can't find a way to connect with the right people, the right places, and find people to understand my disability, my brain injury, my whatever it is, whatever disability you may have. That's me right now. I haven't been on the network lately because this is the funny thing. I've got two other laptops. I've got this cell phone, which is a great cell phone. But for some reason tonight when I was trying to come in, it wouldn't connect correctly. I created the show, did everything. And still, it was trying to be funny with me. But hopefully, you can hear me, because I came in directly on what Brain Injury Radio has called Direct Connect, as I'm trying to connect with you. And I want to talk about Joe Biden's plan for the disabilities that he has, the economic recovery plan for people with and without disabilities, because there's some wonderful parts of that. I'm trying to bring that up on my cell phone, and I'm not able to get it to come up right now. I don't know what happened tonight, but it's here. I'm just trying to get it to open. But anyway, his recovery plan talks about especially people on SSI. Any of you out there on SSI? Well, he wants to give a raise to people on SSI. So it was a program designed for people who either didn't meet the need, the requirements for Social Security disability, or they were put on it because it's like, well, if we don't know you, we'll put you on SSI, because if you didn't earn enough before you had your disability happen to you, and it's a program that I was on first after I had my brain aneurysm, I didn't know what had even happened to myself. My family had to figure all this out. So after 2 or 3 years of me having no income when I had the massive brain aneurysm I had and not even knowing what I was doing or having going on around me, I was put on the SSI program. And until they determined that my disability was so substantial that I wouldn't be able to return to work, they switched me to SSDI, Social Security Disability Insurance. Because I had earned enough money working on my job at my age, which was only 22, to go straight to Social Security Disability Insurance. And if you've ever studied, each couple of years, it goes up another point or two to the maximum of, I believe it's 40 points, and you have to earn those no more than 4 points a year. I'm telling this because a lot of people don't know that. And I mean, it depends on how much money you earn. So I'm just talking about that for a second. But I've been studying Joe Biden's plan for economic recovery for people going through this pandemic, and it includes And I saw where people were reminding him. In fact, I saw Bernie Sanders talking about it. He's saying he was reminding the president that when he became president, that he was supported by a lot of people with disabilities, and he supported marriage equality for people with disabilities, and he supported that people on SSI should be able to earn a below poverty income. So he wants to raise the amount of money that people can earn on SSI to a higher amount of money. And it is starting to go through the economic recovery plan that's going on right now. And I can't say the name of it. I apologize for that, but not being able to be on my computer is holding me back from some things that I can't get directly on the internet without knocking myself off of here. And so as a whole, right now we're going through a lot of things across the country, and people with disabilities are disproportionately, especially the ones on SSI, being forced to live in poverty. And that shouldn't happen. That's what they believe. That's what the president believes. And he says he wants to do something about it. So start watching and looking for things about. The reason I said the SSI marriage penalty is the disability marriage penalty. But people on SSI are especially living in below poverty, because the income, maximum income, is much lower than the poverty level in the United States. And people on the SSDI can also be that way, but if you're on it, you usually make more, but they want to raise it substantially. But did you know it hasn't been raised in over 40 years? The amount of money that you can have in SSI, for example, is $2,000 at any given time. $2,001 stops your SSI, or at least limits it. Well, they want to change that to $10,000. And I've been reading it. It's a shame I can't bring the plan up on my cell phone. If I do, it might knock me off. I'm going to try to see if I can bring it up so I can read a little bit more about it, because I had it right in front of me a few moments ago. I'm going to go back onto my cell phone and go in through. Let me see. I'll go through Microsoft Edge. And I like that. It's what replaced Internet Explorer, and it's really good. Let me see. I've got some pictures here of him. Let me see. Well, everybody, this is Les Paul. I don't know what happened, but it just said you're calling back into a live show, my show, and it says we're reconnecting you now. And I've been talking my heart out, and I didn't even know it had closed. So I'm apparently Blog Talk is having an issue with this call-in system I'm using on it, the online calling. And so I might end my show early, but I don't know what was left out, because I just now saw that it had closed and it was open the whole time. But I'm going to get me a new computer very soon, and I'm going to hopefully be able to come back using that and get everything fixed where I can do my show on a regular basis. This is Dreamcatcher's Les Paul saying over and out. Arrivederci, and we love you all. Good night, everybody. This is Les Paul, the Dreamcatcher.